It's time to play like a Jet with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen, human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Wilson going to the air. Chased out by Daquan Jones. Wilson looking end zone, wide open, touchdown! First NFL touchdown for Zach Wilson. And it goes to Corey Davis.
Down the middle, he's got it. Elijah Moore, the 20, the 10, the 5, touchdown!
Jones has just caught flat-footed. What an excellent, excellent route.
Hill hit immediately when he got the handoff.
You know who that's?
The Q-inator.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And we are going to talk about the Jets players that have the most to prove during training camp and heading into the preseason with our friend who covers the Jets for NJ.com. He's got a great article on this up right now, Mr. Andy Vasquez. Andy, I hear your golf game is on the upswing.
Yeah, I've had a little bit of time to play recently, and I don't suck anymore. So that's exciting for me after like 3 years of kind of sucking. So, we'll see if it lasts.
Reminds me of Ovechkin when the Capitals won the Stanley Cup. I think his slogan for the team was something like, at least we will not suck. You are now the Alex Ovechkin of golf. And by that, I mean you now have decided you don't suck anymore. I'm not saying that you're going to be winning like major golf tournaments or anything.
Yeah, if I was Ovechkin of golf, I wouldn't be on this podcast with you. I'd be, getting ready for the British Open.
Well, I'll tell you one guy who's not getting ready for the British Open because he is much bigger than any of the players on the golf tour. Much, much bigger. George Fant is number 5 on your list of players with something to prove. And this is an interesting name because he had a really nice year last year, but it was his first full season as a really, really good starter. He had an excellent year as a pass blocker, and he is coming off a season-ending injury, and he's heading into a contract year. So on the surface, you might say, George Fant, he played well last year. What is Andy talking about? But when you really break it down, he does have a lot to prove.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of at this key juncture of his career. You mentioned the contract year. He's about to turn 30 in a month here, right before training camp, a week before the Jets report to training camp. If he has a big year, he might be able to secure a contract, his first like real kind of potentially big money contract for a guy who came to tackle late in his career and kind of establish himself. And obviously we know that he's going to be competing for that left tackle job with Mekhi Becton. And I think he has the edge given how well he played last year and given where Mekhi Becton is at right now, because we kind of have no idea where he's at. So, I don't think obviously his roster spot or his role on the team isn't in question, but I think he has something to prove, because if he comes into camp and plays well and earns that job, it could be, a big deal for his future. And if he doesn't, I mean, I think he still has obviously a future in the league, but it'll look a little different. So, I just think maybe not for the team, but for him, it's a super, super important training camp and preseason.
At number 4 on your list, you have Carl Lawson, and this is an obvious one. Carl Lawson was signed last year, expected to be the big offseason acquisition to help the outside pass rush. He did great in training camp, and then he had that injury in those practices at Green Bay, and he was out for the entire season. So now he comes into this year as a guy who essentially is a brand new free agent signing because he didn't play at all last year. But there are so many questions. How is he going to look coming off this injury? Is he going to be able to be that impact pass rusher that the Jets thought they were getting when they gave him all that money? And he has a lot to prove, not only from that perspective, but let's be honest about it, Andy. After this year, the Jets could release him, walk away with very little penalty. So he's got to go out there and have a big year if he wants to still be here next year. And that begins in training camp.
Yeah, a guy who turns 27 this week and is coming off an Achilles injury. So like you said, that's the big question mark is he going to have the explosiveness? Is he going to have the range of motion? Is he going to have the agility that made the Jets commit that money to him that they committed a year ago, and that we never got to see it kind of play out on the field. The only reason he's not a little higher on this list is because I'm not sure how much he's going to do in training camp, given that he's coming off the injury and given what happened last year. They're going to have to get him out there, obviously, and to get him ready. And there's always a risk when you play football, but I don't know how extensive it's going to be. So I'm not sure how much of a read we'll get, but I think we'll get an idea of where he's at physically, which is the most important thing. He's talked a lot about mentally how he's used this time to like study his craft and watch his film from last year's training camp and see where he can improve. If you look at his history and his track record, I think you can expect him to be strong mentally and ready to contribute. It's going to be his body. And I think we will get a sense of how explosive he is and how ready he is physically during training camp. But I would doubt we'll see him on the field in the preseason. And that's why it's going to be a really interesting kind of training camp for him, because it's going to be the only chance to really get to see him probably before he sets foot on the field in September against the Ravens.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Number three on your list, and boy, is this a guy with a lot to prove, Denzel Mims. By all accounts, he looked pretty good in OTAs and minicamp, but man, he had a terrible year last year. His rookie year, once he came back from injury, he was actually pretty good, so a lot of people were excited about him going into year two, and it all fell apart very fast. He was sick, he lost weight, he had food poisoning, then he was hurt, then he couldn't learn the plays, then when he finally got on the field, he couldn't catch the ball. I can't think of a bigger nightmare scenario for a player who was a promising second-year player going into that year than what happened to Denzel Mims last year. He has an enormous amount to prove, not just to justify the second-round pick that the Jets used on him, but honestly, to even make the roster, because right now, he's on the bubble.
Yeah, I think he had a strong spring, and that helped. And when you look at the Jets, you know, receivers this year, there's less experienced depth. So I think that gives him a good shot of making the roster, not having a guy like Keelan Cole ahead of him. I think that will help. And I think there's a good chance he'll make the roster just because the Jets aren't going to want to cut bait this early. But for him to have any sort of meaningful role and to be on this roster beyond this season, he's got to do enough in training camp to be in the conversation for having a role on this team, right? Like, if he comes out and has a dud of a training camp, how is he going to crack the rotation when he didn't get anywhere near cracking the rotation last year in a wide receiver core that was dealing with injury and all sorts of stuff? So there's a huge opportunity for him there. And it's also a huge question mark, because what are we going to get from him? Are we going to get the guy who showed that potential late in his rookie year? Or are we going to get the guy who came on the field and had back-to-back pre-snap penalties in his first chance back after an injury, or the guy who got the opportunity in Indy and dropped the passes when he got the chance? So, you know, all signs are encouraging. The Jets say that he's in great shape, better than they've ever seen him. They say that he has a solid grasp of the offense, and they're satisfied with that. But also, his reps with Zach Wilson and the first team were pretty limited in the spring. So that doesn't really reflect what we heard from the Jets coaching staff. So there are some questions to be answered, and we're going to have to see what Denzel Mims we get. But yeah, the stakes are high. And while if he totally bombs out, yeah, he could not make the roster. I think he's more likely to make the roster than not, but it would sure help if he had a training camp that was more like this spring than like last spring when he wasn't on the field. He needs to stay healthy. He needs to limit the mental mistakes, and he needs to capitalize on his opportunities when he gets them, because we know he has the physical tools. He just hasn't been able to put it all together yet. And that's what he needs to do in this training camp to have a role on this team. And I think if he has a big training camp, he really could have a role on this team this year.
Of course, Andy, there's also the possibility that if he does well in training camp, that the Jets decide to sell high and trade him. If you look at what Joe Douglas has done, getting a fourth-round pick for Chris Herndon, a sixth-round pick for Blake Cashman, you would think he's such a magician, he might be able to get somebody to give him a second-rounder for Denzel Mims if he does well in training camp. So you never know.
Absolutely. I don't think that's out of the question. I think when you see that he's not out there with the first-teamers and stuff, it definitely makes you think that the Jets may be open to that idea. Now, I don't know that for sure. I don't have solid reporting on that. But I mean, just kind of putting it all together, they don't seem to be quite sold on him yet. Even though he looked better. So I don't think they would be closed to that possibility if he does play well. And I think it's definitely something to watch, and there's a chance that may be where he has the most value to this team moving forward. But there's also a chance that he could break out, because he certainly has the skills to do it.
Andy, if you're a Jets fan, George Fant, Carl Lawson, Denzel Mims, all interesting stories. But if you're a casual football fan, there are two guys on this team that are major stories beyond just the Jets. And of course, one of them is number two on your list, and that is Mekhi Becton. Where to start here? Here's a player who had a really good rookie season. The sky was the limit for him going into year number two, but then we heard all these rumors about his weight. Goes into training camp, gets beat up quite a bit by Carl Lawson, so people start to wonder about him. Goes into the first game, gets injured. People thought that he was only going to be gone 4 to 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks maybe. He's gone the entire season. He hasn't done anything with the team since. He's been working out privately with Duke Manyweather. And I'm not saying this to malign him. It's just it's been a very strange situation. And now, of course, we know that there are more rumors about his weight. And he finally showed up to minicamp and he talked to reporters and he seems pretty fired up. And he seems pretty motivated to prove all the doubters wrong, but he's got to go out there and do that because he is in a position where he has got a lot of critics for a variety of different reasons that I just laid out. And if he wants them all to shut up, he's going to have to show up to training camp in tip-top shape, and he's going to have to enter the season looking like a dominant force like he was his rookie season and go out there and kick some butt on the football field. Anything short of that, and there are going to be all kinds of questions, because remember, Andy, a lot of people thought the Jets were going to consider taking an offensive tackle, Ike Mukwunu, most likely, at number four to replace Becton, because there were whispers that the coaching staff was very down on him and they wanted to go in another direction. If Mekhi Becton wants to stick here, be the left tackle of the present and the future, and eventually get himself a big contract extension, that all begins the march to all of those things at training camp this year. Mekhi Becton has a chip on his shoulder, and he's got a lot to prove to be able to show those critics that they're wrong about him.
Yeah, it's just, like you said, so many questions. I mean, I think it starts with his availability and his conditioning, and those are the biggest questions. And I know Mekhi doesn't like that storyline and being asked about it, but it just is a storyline. It is an issue. You know, when Robert Saleh was asked if Becton was in shape, he kind of didn't answer directly and said that he had 40 days to be ready for the start of the season. And Saleh has been extremely complimentary of other guys in their conditioning, like Denzel Mims for one, and was not as complimentary when he was asked about if Becton was in shape. He said he was fine. So, you know, while Becton says he's happy with his weight and the team's happy with his weight, you're getting different signals here that show that there are issues. And that's why, you know, this is a big storyline, because he has so much to prove, and his, you know, he's been, you know, off the field more than he's been on the field in these first 2 years. And you have to believe that for a guy that big, his weight is a factor in his durability. No one's trying to, you know, body shame this guy. It's just, he has a job to do. He gets paid a lot of money, and for him to, you know, fulfill his potential and to live up to his contract, he needs to be available and part of that is taking care of his body and being at the weight he needs to be at. So that's why there are those questions. That's why there's that criticism, at least from a media standpoint. And I think most of it has been pretty fair, at least from the media standpoint. I know he's taken issue with a lot of things that have been said at him or said to him and tweeted at him. And I understand that side of it too. And I think it's a good thing that he's using it for motivation. But like you said, the motivation doesn't really mean anything unless you back it up on the field. And it's just very intriguing because we've seen the potential. We've seen this guy as a rookie look like a man among boys out there. He can be dominant. He can be a game changer and a foundational piece for what this franchise is trying to build. But none of it can happen if he can't stay on the field and can't, you know, keep things in order physically. So it's a super intriguing situation. It's going to be super intriguing to see how he looks when he shows up and what the Jets are saying about him when he shows up. And then when he gets on the field, he needs to play better than he did a year ago. That was well documented. It did not go well even before the injury. I think he played okay week one before the injury, but before that in training camp in the preseason, it wasn't great. So, and he dealt with injury issues in the offseason last year and in the preseason as well. So the big thing for him, we know what he's capable of physically. We know that he can be a complete force of nature on the field. He needs to stay healthy and you know, prove that in this offense, which there have been questions if it's a good fit for him, he needs to prove that he can get it done. So just a ton at stake. And it's almost hard to believe he's not number one on this list with how much is at stake, but I think we all know why he's not.
We'll say, Andy, there have been people who have suggested that Becton may not even be on the team when the season starts. I think people are getting carried away with that. He will be here. They don't really have a backup plan. Beyond this year, though, that's really the question. They could go in another direction if Becton continues to disappoint or if he has more health problems or if he doesn't get on the same page with the coaching staff. So that's really what I think you have to keep an eye on.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a ton at stake this year. I mean, obviously they're going to have to make a decision after this season on his fifth year option and all that stuff. So that's hanging over it. And yeah, I don't see how you pick up that option if this year is a struggle on the field or if he can't stay healthy. So it's huge. And I agree with you. It would be hard to see a situation where he's not on the roster before the season, given what the Jets have at tackle. But for sure, moving forward, these next, you know, several months are going to determine if Mekhi Becton is the foundational tackle that the Jets are going to build around, or if they're going to have to kind of start over.
Speaking of foundational pieces that the Jets are hoping to build around, of course, number one on your list is Zach Wilson. No question about it that he was going to be number one, because Mekhi Becton under most circumstances would be the easy number one, but Zach Wilson's the quarterback. He's always going to be the most important player on the field. And there are a lot of questions. Last year, he struggled a lot as a rookie. Now, he played much better down the stretch. We point to that Tampa Bay game. Alex Rollins recently came on the show and broke down the late season surge for Zach Wilson and gave Jets fans a reason to be optimistic. Also, Luke Grant has got a fantastic video up on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/playlikeajet, about this subject and why Zach Wilson really made some important steps forward toward the end of the season. But Andy, he's got to put together a consistent season here in year number two. The Jets went out and they surrounded him with much better talent. They drafted Garrett Wilson at number 10 overall. They got CJ Uzomah and Tyler Conklin, two real tight ends. They got Laken Tomlinson, a Pro Bowl guard. They got Breece Hall, a real sturdy, every down running back. So they've put pieces around Wilson, and he's heading into year number two where he should have a better grasp of the offense. He put on some weight, some muscle, so this is a big year for him. He's got to prove himself. If he can take a step forward here, the Jets are going to look like a team on the rise. If he doesn't, we could be headed, unfortunately, for Sam Darnold Part 2, and I don't think anybody wants to see that.
yeah, the stakes couldn't be any higher for Zach Wilson. And obviously he's not competing for a job in training camp, but every single thing he does is going to be watched and analyzed, not just by us, but by the coaches and by the fans and by his teammates. I mean, they're all just as curious as we are to see where it's going. Now, there's a lot of confidence about Wilson and, you know, his grasp of the offense, according to the coaching staff, is way ahead of where it was a year ago. It's hard to evaluate in the spring what that means because we don't know like what the defense is throwing at him compared to last year, what the offense is asking him to do compared to last year. So it's kind of hard to evaluate his progress. But once you get in pads and once the bullets are flying, especially when they're doing 11-on-11 team drills in training camp, and obviously when he gets into the preseason games, we're going to learn a whole bunch about where he's at, because that's, you know, you're just trying to beat the other guys on the field, and we're going to see where he's at. I mean, I think what you want to see is him not making the same mistakes he was making early last year, which was being reckless with the ball, you know, getting locked up, trying to be too perfect within the offense and kind of getting locked up on one option for too long. You just want to see him making quick decisions and the correct decisions. We obviously know that he has some elite skills, especially with a ridiculous arm and an ability to make things happen with his feet in the pocket. Now that he understands the offense better, now that he has more weapons around him, there's no excuse for not showing clear progress. I mean, his numbers last year were not good. There's no reason for them not to be much better this year, unless he's not good. So, yeah, I think, you know, it's hard. Even after 2 years, it's probably too early to say if a guy is good or not good definitively. But I think in this day and age and given the Jets situation, that's kind of the determination they're going to have to make after this year. So that makes training camp super important, and I think we're going to get an idea if he is in a better place. I think you're just going to see it, and you know, there's pressure there on him for sure, and there's pressure on, you know, Saleh and LaFleur to make sure that they're getting it right. And I think Joe Douglas though has done his job and put enough around him to where this is not like Sam Darnold's second and third year where it's like, are we going to really know? Because what does he have around him? It's not like that. Like, he has enough around him that we should be able to have a pretty good idea of where he's at. And given the immense potential that I talked about earlier, I think there's a good chance that you're going to see a pretty big improvement. But we're going to have to see how it plays out on the field.
Andy Vasquez covering the Jets for NJ.com. Thanks so much for coming on. Really appreciate it. Make sure that you subscribe to NJ.com and support Andy's work. And follow him on Twitter at Andy_Vasquez. Check out everything we're doing too at PlayLikeAJet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. The Thunder from Down Under, Luke Grant, has got some great All 22 videos up, so make sure that you watch all those videos and subscribe to our channel if you haven't already. Visit our store, teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. We've got the John Franklin Myers, Quinnen Williams, Bless You, Thank You shirt, the Zach Says Go Long shirt, the Zach the Ripper shirt, the Play Like a Jet logo shirt, caps, mugs, hoodies. It's all there, teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. And be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.